totally ridiculous to give parades to the football team when our servicemen are coming home, can't find jobs, and their families are starving. And so I think that everybody needs to rethink it.
We're talking about Iraq and Afghanistan. Whatever happened to the Vietnam vets? You know, shouldn't we include them also? Weren't they soldiers who fought wars for us?
These guys have risked their lives, put in long hours and long days, long months, long years of service. They don't get paid millions of dollars and have a big fan club. Hell yeah, give them a parade.
I don't think there should be a parade for the veterans because people were killed on both sides and in respect for the dead. I just don't think there should be a parade celebrating war.
They definitely need to have a parade all their own, and it needs to end at ground zero to remind us what was lost and what could have been lost without their sacrifice.
The Iraqi Veterans Parade is still not going to solve the problem where they don't have a job or they don't have the support they need. So sure, parade, that's nice, but that's not going to be the cure-all.
Absolutely, there should be a ticker tape parade for our coming home veterans, and we should do it right here in the nation's capital, the seat of government, to show them their full support. I'm thanking them for what they have done for us.
Most people don't even know what we've won by sending our troops over there. We don't, you know, most people don't even know that most of them are back. So to have a ticker tape parade would be way too early, especially since troops are still over fighting over in Afghanistan.
I'm a first Gulf War veteran. Yes, they absolutely ought to have a parade. And the argument that the veterans back in Afghanistan aren't going to be supportive of it, on the contrary, it'll motivate them.
Being a veteran, a parade would be great, but it's only a superficial recognition of what sacrifices have been made. What we really need is to provide support to the returning veterans and their families.